Carl Benson.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Armistice Stotts.
I haven't decided on this research yet. Now, what is the HEW problem, agriculture? I want to talk to George Mahon. He's shoving, and I want to see if we can do it out of our contingencies, and I want to see if he can't help us some on poverty.
Yeah, well, he's talked to me after he talked to you the other evening, and I didn't tell him that we had agreed on doing anything yet. I told him that what the situation was and why we had felt the way we did about it earlier when the Agriculture Department sent over their request for the $10 million. And he said, well, you know, just something to get it started, so that we just haven't ignored it. And I said, well, what kind of a figure do you think would do the job? Well, he said $1 million, or you know, $1 million or $2 million, something of that order. He thought would at least tell the Farm Bureau that we're going ahead and start doing something on this $10 million authorization. He says the Farm Bureau is telling the people down there that voted for the Agricultural Act that, well, you got your cotton authorization in this bill, but the president didn't do anything about it, you see. So he thinks it would help the southern group if we could at least make some move in the direction of a small amount of money to start this program on this special authorization.
Well, when's the deadline? When do I have to get up? Sometime next week?
Agriculture is marking up their bill on Monday. And if we could get it up Monday, I think it would be adequate. But they had asked for it today, if we could get it up to them today.
No, you can't do it. Just tell them that they haven't been decided yet. You don't know whether it's going up at all or not. As of now, it's not.
Yeah.
And then I'll talk to Mahon, see if he can help us on poverty, and if he can get Jamie Whitten to help us, by at least not voting.
I think Whitten is pushing him pretty hard on this, and Whitten has been pushing Holland, too, as you may know, over on the Senate side to get something in over there. He said that Holland told me that Olin Johnson and Whitten and Stennis were the three that have been most active on this thing. I think George would get some help on this in his own district there, too, as you probably know.
What, would he get the laboratory?
No, this is, he's got a lot of cotton in his district, and this is all upland cotton that this research would be directed to.
Who's going to get the laboratory?
No laboratory.
Where would the million be spent then?
This is on research projects. This is just more research on cotton production.
No, there wouldn't be any of that thing located in any district.
No.
Where would it head at, Beltsville or where?
Well, it would probably be done at Beltsville. A good deal of it would be done at Beltsville, and some of it in the...
Why can't they do it out of the research funds they got?
Well, we've got in about $4 million in the regular budget for cotton research, cotton production research, and this $29 million supplemental we set up on pesticides control and pesticide research, there was about $2 million in there that they thought we would apply to cotton, you see. So this is the reason that we felt earlier that we had done enough. But Mahon's point is a good one, that they came along and authorized a special $10 million program in this Agricultural Act this year, and he said a lot of the fellows voted for that bill because that was in there. And he thinks we ought to do something to at least make a start.
What's happening to my contingency? Isn't it pretty well gone?
He thinks we ought to do something at least to make
a start. But I say, Elmer, what's happening to my contingency? Isn't it pretty well gone?
No, we're in good shape on that. I just got a new rack up on that yesterday.
How much have I got left?
We can take care of everything that is in the budget, all the legislation that we've any prospect of going through this year. And we'll come out with about $50 million ahead.
Have you got the housing bill the Senate passed that came through with our authorization, what we wanted to sell that paper, right?
This is on the matter of the mortgage pool?
Yeah.
No, that hasn't gone through yet.
Yeah, they put it in the Senate bill and it passed yesterday.
Well, I hadn't caught up with that.
Yeah?
No, I hadn't caught up with that.
Yeah, they passed the bill yesterday, I think, the Senate. You better check it and see if it gets in the House and check Gordon and see if he talks to... Now, the next few weeks from now until the campaign, I want you all to try to figure out two things a week for me, and you've got to hold control of this government. You talk about preparing all the legislation for it, and you know whatever department's got, and you're watching these quarterly reports and everything. I want you to try to prepare some little item for me once a week, press conference, and I think Gordon ought to come over here and brief our press once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Give a little item. I'm going to take him, have him do it one day, and Heller do it another day, and McNamara do it another day.
Good.
So you just call in y'all's heads of division and experts and tell them they got to dig you up something once a week for him to talk about.
I've called all the agencies, Mr. President, on these personnel limitations for the first quarter of the fiscal year, as you had indicated at the cabinet meeting the other day.
Yeah.
And I've been in touch with all of them now, and we'll fix those limitations so that each month, from here on, we're going to be less than we were for the similar period a year ago.
We just got to. Just cut them down.
I think this could be one announcement we could make next week.
All right, but let's be real rough on them between now and January. Right. Let's just cut the hell out of them. Let's see if we can't find some way to freeze filling vacancies.
Mr. President, on this health,
is there much trouble there?
Well,
what would you do if you just put in an order to freeze any vacancies?
Order to freeze all the vacancies?
Yeah.
Well, we don't need to do that in order to keep
the law. What would be wrong if we did it?
Well, there'd be some of these programs that we just wouldn't be able to take. This nuclear desalination program, for example, they're having to hire some people, a small number, but that would be the kind of thing that would get hit if you just froze all the vacancies. I don't think we need to do that in order to be able to, they say, at the end of each month that we're below where we were a year ago. And I think we're going to be able to say each month that we're below where we were the preceding month, because we'll be on the downturn now of the seasonal employment.
Well, now, what's the HEW thing?
HEW, these are five bills that are going programs which are on an annual authorization basis. And the Lister Hill is marking up his bill down there today. And what he was trying to do is to get all the items where you had going programs where the reauthorization had now taken place and get those in there. The most important one here is the Hill-Burton Hospital program. And the only issue that I have there that I wanted to point out to you is that Sal Breezy would like to go in for $150 million on that. We think $100 million is adequate. That's what we have recommended the last 2 years. The Congress has added to it each year, and he thought that it would help him generally with Lister Hill if he could go up for 150. But I would not recommend that we go as high as 150.
What have we got in the budget for it?
We got 100 for this program in the budget.
Well, we don't want to exceed it. We just can't exceed it.
That's right.
Now, we're going to be fiscally sound. We're going to cut below what we said, or I'm going to resign. I'm not going to have them make a liar out of me. And if you can't do it, I want you to get some accountant that can do it, because I'm going to stay under that budget.
Yep.
All right, I'll sign it as soon as I get over there then. But we'll hold agricultural research. I know what you better do. You better call George Mahon and tell him you run into some obstacles, and the only guy that can sell me is him.
All right.
And that you tried it and you failed, and I'm sitting on it.
All right.
But that he better get on down here, and that you suggest he just come on down here whenever he can this afternoon if he's not playing golf, or in the morning.
All right.
Tell him that you think that you better do it before other people come in, and just for him to get on down here.
Okay, fine.
And you can just tell him you've talked to Miss. I've gone out to the funeral, but that you've talked to Ms. Roberts, and I'll see him anytime he gets here, but you suggest he get on down and get it taken up, because you can't cut the mustard.
All right, fine.
Okay, fine.
All right, thank you.
Waiting.